Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. And it's actually a podcast now. I have finally got all the podcasts moved over to a new platform. And I added this one as a new podcast. So for those of you that are joining live, welcome. And for those of you that will be listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube for the recording, just know that when you have the experience over and over again, whether it's your first time or you're joining us at the live time that we've booked it, or you're experiencing the replay, you are having a live experience in that moment. So I want you to meet it as if it's fresh and live in the experience for you in that moment. And meet it with a blank canvas. So you'll be drawn to certain gatherings and certain themes. You want to listen to them over and over again. Perhaps some of them will actually give you a new activation each time you do it. The invitation is to really approach it like it's a blank canvas and really wide open mind, wide open heart, and then your energy can bring you wherever you need to have, whatever experience you're meant to have, you can have. So it's always nice to meet it fresh. So those of you that are joining us live, if you are listening to the podcast or listening to YouTube and you want to join us live, just go to heartledliving.com/gathering. And you can RSVP to get the link, and you can join us live when we do the gathering. So what to talk about today? It's been interesting this week because, well, these last 2 weeks, I had this huge shift in energy about a week and a half now, and a shift in the perspective my mind holds. It kind of got blown open around something. So I'm still disoriented about that and still integrating it. And then there's all this new energy coming in a way that it hasn't come in before. And there's new information coming in a way that it hasn't entered before. So I'm in some ways, you know, 50 years experience of doing it a certain way. In some ways, in the last week and a half, I feel like a beginner again. And certain aspects that are coming in, I have to stay in that real blank canvas mindset because it's coming in ways that I haven't experienced it. And it's expanding my mind in ways that it hasn't been expanded before, which is exciting and disorienting for the mind. And I talked about the disorientation phase a couple of weeks ago. And that's where I'm landed in some ways. So as I've been exploring and tuning into what to share in the Living Oneness Gathering today, there was a few things coming in, but this morning, what really came in strongly was, what are you doing with the time you've been gifted here? There's a real feeling of the time we have here on Earth, this time we're spending together, this time that we are here to have these human experiences, is like a blip, really, in the grand scale of what time is possible, what's possible for time, because really we're eternal, we're boundless, we're timeless, but we're having an experience of time and space. And this human experience, we experience time in relationship to space. So our minds understand the concept of time as past, present, future. And that's our classroom here. But the time we spend here is like a blip in the amount of time, if I use that word still, in the boundless, eternal nature of our essence or what's possible for us. So if this is just a blip, even though some people say 50 years, 100 years feels like a long time, it's really not. To our higher self, to our divinity, to our source, there is no time. In the experience of time, if we want to put our experience of our divinity, our soul's journey over lifetimes, many, many experiences, into the context of a box of time, this is like 5 minutes. So my question to you is, what do you want to do with the time you have here, the time you've been gifted? Now, this answer can come from two places. You can answer that question from your heart, from the heart's knowing what you're meant to do here, especially at this time, because we're all being called forth to really answer the call and to fulfill the mission that we came here to fulfill. And for many of you that are listening, you're feeling that call. Some of you are answering that call. Some of you don't know how to answer that call. Some of you are here to find the answer or connect to that calling. And some of you are discovering it and letting it evolve. When we allow that answer to come from the heart, we're tapping into our divine source and we're getting direct information. What do I, and I say want, but what do you want to do with the time you have, the time you've been gifted here on this beautiful earth classroom? And when I say want, it's the deepest desire in your heart, coming from the deepest knowing and connection to your source. It's one place to answer that question. That's the place I want you to go to answer that question. That's where I'm going to guide you today to get glimpses or pieces of the answer to that question. The other place, I just want to give you a heart's up about it. The other place to answer that question is from the place of ego. And from the place of ego, it could make you go into resistance, fear. You might push back. You might feel pressure, responsibility, overwhelm. But ego can also come in as a cheerleader. And for those of you that are maybe new to me, because I know a bunch of people just signed up recently to join us, I see the ego as an overprotective helicopter parent who wants to keep us safe and protected and playing small. But the ego will play whatever role is necessary for its survival. The ego is our teacher of fear, and it wants nothing but to keep you safe. And it's always coming from that place of fear because it can only know fear and separation. I've talked about the dissolution, the dissolving of the ego, and that's coming for all of us. But in the process of that, the ego is not going to give up easily. The ego is not just going to lay down all the defenses and put down all the weapons and set aside fear and go, okay, go for it. You know, step into love and be your divine beingness. And I'm just going to walk away. The ego is going to go kicking and screaming. It's going to have temper tantrums. It's going to do whatever it needs to do. It's going to evolve. It's a very good shapeshifter. So it changes and adapts based on where you are and what you're doing. And the more spiritual you become, or the more aware or conscious or awake, if you want to use that word, the more conscious we become, the more evolved the ego becomes. So the ego becomes clever, very clever, because it wants to survive. It wants to make sure that you believe in the fear that it's trying to push on you. So what it'll do is it become your biggest cheerleader. And it'll encourage you. Come on, what do you want to do with the time you have left here? You got to get out there. You got to do things. You got to do that blog. You got to do that book. You got to do da 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 da. And so on and so forth. And it'll push you and pressure you, and you'll feel this resistance, but you'll feel this pressure and this overwhelm, and then you'll stop and do nothing. It's that all or nothing. You know, the floodgates are open and you're being drowned or pushed around in the waves, or the floodgates close and you stop and do nothing. That's the nature of the ego. So when I ask that question, your ego is going to want to answer it. Your ego is going to want to help you answer it. And the spiritual ego especially can come in here and very cleverly come in, sounding like wisdom, sounding like your divine self, sounding like your guidance, sounding like the voice in your heart. But if you practice that subtle level of discernment, you will feel the difference between spiritual ego and true guidance. You can feel and discern and sense the difference between ego disguised as love, fear disguised as love, and true divine love. true essence, true source. There is a difference, but it's not what you think. It's how you feel when you hear the words. It's how you feel when you get the guidance. It's a feeling in the heart. It's a feeling. It's a knowing. Okay. So I'm going to guide you through a journey to connect to your divine self, your higher self, your God self, whatever word you want to use. And the word is important to you. It's not important that I say it. It's important that you embrace and embody it for yourself, because it needs to land. Because otherwise, if I say a word like God and somebody's resistant about it, that gives an ego a perfect entry point to get off the phone, to get off the call, to distract yourself. So find the word that resonates for you. And if I say a word, replace it. Just put a little replacement there. Put a little sticky note. Every time I say that word, just put a little sticky note on it. I won't be offended. I want you to feel aligned with the message. So change it a little bit if you need to. All right, let's dive in. Resting your eyes closed, taking a couple deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And you can take a sigh or audible breath out. Just inviting the body to soften. Letting go any unnecessary resistance or tension in the body. Sometimes we hold tension for no reason. Imagine for a moment you could soften the head, soften the skin, the face, the jaw. Soften your eyelids, soften your cheeks. Imagine softening all of the muscles around your ears. Softening your mouth, your tongue. Even imagine softening around your teeth. And sometimes it helps just to rest the tongue on the roof of the mouth, just the back of the upper teeth. Sometimes that softens the neck as well. Imagine softening through the throat. Now imagine you could melt and soften the muscles behind the eyes. In the nose and into the sinuses. Imagine you could soften the bones of the skull. Imagine you could soften your brain. Letting all unnecessary tension melt away. Letting go. Imagine as you start to soften the head, you could soften the mind. I've talked about the mind is not just in our head, but we'll go there right now. We'll just keep it kind of focused there. But so in the moment, the aspect of your mind that's in your head, let's invite it to soften. Imagine you soften your mind to open your mind. And imagine as you soften the mind and open the mind, you can invite curiosity. I'm open, I'm willing, I'm curious. So we invite willingness. We We can invite wonderment. I wonder what message I will receive from my divine self. We can invite the energy of amusement or fascination. And all of these emotional energies create an opening and a softening in the mind, so that the mind is not looking, searching, seeking for the answer, but receptive to the answer, receptive to the guidance, and receptive to the guidance coming in any way, shape, or form. With each breath, imagine you could soften a little bit more, open a little bit more. Letting that softening move down into the body, into the chest, lungs, around the physical heart, but also around the heart center in the chest, the whole energy center of the heart, occupying the chest, the lungs, softening around the sternum and the spine, even the diaphragm, down through the rest of the body, all the way down to your feet, feeling an opening in your head, in your mind, in your body. And with your next deep breath in and exhale out, bring that beautiful spotlight of awareness into the heart space. And imagine the gates in the back of the heart swinging wide open and in towards your heart space. Wide open to receive, whether the messages come straight down through the crown into your heart or through the back between your shoulder blades. Wide open to receive. You've got that energy of I am willing, the energy of I am curious, I wonder, amusement, fascination, receptivity, wildly open. And the invitation is to be wildly open without expectation, without an agenda. Being wildly open without the need to know, but a willingness and an openness to know what you need to know in the moment you need to know it. Imagine you could go to the center of the center of the center of your heart space. In the center of your heart center, in the center of that energy center, there's a source point. Your source point, your direct connection your bridge to your divinity. Unfolded within you is a divine connection, a divine union, a direct line in communication to your divine self, your higher self, your soul. And your divine self knows exactly what you need, precisely when you need it. And sometimes our human self has an agenda or preference. So the invitation will be to release all agendas and release all preferences. Just place them aside. You can pick them up later if you like. And to open the mind even more so that it doesn't get in the way, and to remove one more filter at the level of the mind, we're going to set an intention to be wide and wildly open to receive guidance, to hear what you're meant to hear at this time, to receive guidance, and I give you full permission to follow the guidance or not follow the guidance. The invitation is to begin by just being wildly open to hear, to receive, to experience the guidance, to remember what you need to remember, to be reminded of what you need to be reminded about, to receive direction, insight around what you need to know at this time. And I give you permission to do something with it or to do nothing with it. In this moment, it's just about being open to hear it, to receive it, to experience it. If you agree, just say yes, thank you. So imagine folding your awareness into that center source point, right in the center of your heart, the heart space. Humanity is shifting more and more into heart consciousness. Up until now, up until recently, we lived more at the level of the head. We've been so programmed to live in the head from that mental body. And now we're being invited to really sink into the heart space and come from that space in the heart. So let the guidance, the directions, everything come from the heart knowing. We're letting go of the head knowing, or what we think is knowing at the level of the head, and tapping into the divine knowing at the level of the heart. Because the divine knowing at the level of the heart holds no filters, no limitations, has no boundaries. It is not bound by time and space. It is not bound by anything. It's boundless, eternal. Imagine you could fold all of your awareness and beingness into that space to connect, to open up that channel even more, that channel of communication to your divine self, that part of you that knows beyond logic and reason, that part of you that knows without thinking, that part of you that just knows. Is it a divine knowing? If you feel resistance or fear, just breathe through it. I'm going to invite some of the forgetfulness, some of the filters, some of the barriers and resistance that have been placed on your path, that have been placed between your human self and your divine self. And some of those filters of forgetfulness you've placed there yourself. So we're just going to invite you to just move the curtain aside for a moment, lift the veil a little bit. Use all of your senses. Be open to a vision, seeing, sensing, feeling, knowing, hearing. You may have sensations, you may have even a taste that comes to your mouth. Visions, memories, be open to anything. Remember, you have that blank canvas. That blank canvas that can be created using all of your senses. Your divine self will use whatever path of least resistance to get you the message. If you're willing, say yes, thank you. Now we bring in the question, and imagine you are asking the question of your divine self, and you're not going to think about what the answer is. You're going to allow the answer to fall in, to just pop in. Go with the first thing that pops in. Continue to follow it as long as it feels aligned. Be aware of your ego trying to pop in and add on words or take you down different wormholes. Just feel the connection to your divine self. Remaining wide, wide open. Folding yourself deeper and deeper into that beautiful source point within you. Accessing the unified field of pure potentiality, your divine essence. And in that space, use your divine self, your divine guide, that inner spirit, that inner guide that knows exactly what you need at this time. Bringing in the question, what do I want to do with the time that I've been gifted? And you may even change the words to, what am I meant to do with this time or at this time? What do I need to know in this moment to serve at the highest possible level? Is there anything I'm meant to release and let go of? Anything that's no longer serving me, or anything that I'm doing or that I have on my plate that needs to be removed? I'm open to see that now. And anytime you feel resistance and you're blocking the message from coming in, you can always remind yourself that I give myself permission to know, and I give myself permission to either follow through or not follow through with what the knowing comes in. So if there's something that you're meant to let go of, but you're afraid to let go, giving yourself permission not to let it go, but to be open to receive the message. Is there anything that's meant to be on my path at this time? Is there anything I'm meant to add? Again, directing the question to your divine self. What do I need to know about why I'm here at this time? What role am I meant to play? Opening up one more question. Is there anything else I need to know, hear, or understand to support me at this time? And we're going to invite your higher self, your divinity, to download or pour in anything you need, pour into your field, into your heart, into your human experience and embodiment. Anything you need that will support you to fulfill the role you're meant to play. Whether it's courage, strength, energy, or maybe some source codes or some upgrades coming in, just maybe a feeling of peace, certainty, whatever it is you need. We're asking for a felt experience of whatever is necessary. To carry us through each moment, to enable us to say yes to our deepest heart's calling, to take the inspired action, to do what we're meant to do when we're meant to do it, to say what we're meant to say when we're meant to say it, to feel what we're meant to feel when we're meant to feel it. To be who we're meant to be, when we're meant to be it. To show up, to play our part, to contribute to the healing of the whole. To look inward. To reflect outward. To be as close as a divine embodied being as we can here in this human life classroom. Be guided moment to moment to allow our divinity to animate our humanness. To let love be the energy that moves us, that lifts us, that animates us through voice, through gesture, through behavior. Feeling into the power and potential of that inner knowing, that divine knowing. May you remember this feeling. May this feeling and this experience become part of your every moment of every day in your humanness. May this divine remembrance of your essence be the presence as you show up in the world. May you embody this energy, this knowing, this pure experience of love, compassion, unity. Light, peace. May you allow it to move through and fill your entire beingness, your mind, your body, all the way down to the cells and all the spaces in between. Your emotional body, your energy field. Updating your etheric blueprint. And allowing this spiritual upgrade be downloaded in every way possible so that you remember and the memory is imprinted in all of your beingness. So you show up as your divine self in divine union with your humanness. This way we can embrace our humanness and embody our divinity. And love then animates everything. And our presence becomes powerful. And we stand in our divine essence with confidence, with clarity, with certainty, with courage, unapologetically bright, aligned. And so it is. Yes, thank you. I'm a thump if you like three times. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Take some deep breaths and feel the presence of your source. Feel the presence of your divine nature within and all around you. And see it not separate from your humanness, but blended, the beautiful union, marriage of the two. And this sacred union will allow you to show up differently in the world. And you'll show up differently for yourself, and you may show up differently for others. In this moment, just notice how you feel different. Perhaps you feel buzzing and expanded energy. Maybe your hands and body feels bigger than it was before, or bigger than it is even. Because when you amplify your divinity, you expand beyond the physical. You're not limited by the physical body. We use the physical body, but we're not limited by it. And we use the mind, but we're not limited by the mind. And see if you can continue to tap into that boundless, eternal nature. This is the truth of who you are. Continue to feel connected to it as you slowly bring your awareness into the physical, marrying the two a little bit more, feeling that divine union between the two aspects of your divine self and your human self. And in some ways, they will appear to be separate, but they are one. And feeling into the truth and knowing that you are here for a reason. You are here to fulfill a role, to play your part in the divine plan and evolution. And whatever that role looks like, feels like, and is like in the way of form, recognize that it first comes in as frequency. You first connect to it as a feeling and a frequency, and then it translates into form. It translates into a book or a career or a gesture. And your role may appear to be small or may appear to be big. Whatever your role is essential. You play an essential part. We all do. Some of us play that part in the background. Some of us play that part outwardly, publicly. Whatever it is, however it's meant to look, however it's meant to translate into form, are you willing to shine light on what that is? Are you willing to allow whatever you're meant to do to evolve in the way that is needed and most helpful for all of humanity, for all of creation? And whatever that is will serve you and serve all. It's for you and everyone, everywhere, everything, all together, all at once. Take some more deep breaths. I invite you to repeat these words. You can repeat them out loud, or you can repeat them in your mind's eye or in your heart. Yes, I am willing. Yes, I am ready. Yes, I am committed. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am here now. Whatever I'm meant to do, however I'm meant to do it, show me, guide me, lead me. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. One more deep breath. Staying with the words, yes, I am. And yes, thank you. And slowly open your eyes, bringing all of that essence with you. And if you feel like you disconnect from part of it, it's okay. You never truly disconnect. Let's see if you can begin with open eyes, soft gaze, and see if you can hold the essence, hold the energy, hold the experience with you. See if you can hold steady in that beautiful connection to your divine self. And that may sustain, that may last for a while. And some of you might find that all of a sudden you fall back into your human habits and you forget. That's okay. When you forget, forgive. And just set an intention to come back to your center, to come back to that source point, that connection to your divine self. And it's not about doing it perfectly 100%. It's about doing it the best you can in the moment that you can. And if the ego comes in and tries to derail you or distract you or take you off course, just see it. Don't get upset by it. Don't push it away. Don't get angry with it, because then you feed it. Recognize it and just say, no, thank you. I'm good. I don't need fear right now. I don't need ego. I'm okay. I'm going to hold steady here. And that's the practice. The more you practice that, the more you just find yourself living there. And one day you'll wake up and realize that fear is dissolved, fear is gone. And I always love those moments where I talk about people coming full circle with something, because sometimes these things happen and they fall away without realizing. So when something happens that you'd normally react to, normally react in fear, or you'd get frustrated or irritated by it, but there's the absence of that. You just, there's no fear. And I remember the first couple of times it happened to me, it was almost like it was weird. It was very disorienting at first. And I was in a little bit of disbelief. So I would sit in it and kind of look around, literally look over my shoulder, like, it can't be possible that I'm not actually afraid in this moment. Where did the fear go? It's like I was looking around for it, thinking it was hiding somewhere. But it was gone, dissolved. So the more you practice this, the more you land here, the more you remember this is the truth of who you are, the less and less life pulls you, hooks you, grabs you, triggers you, the less Velcro moments you have in your humanness, the more aligned and steady you can hold in your divinity. So I'm going to take a moment. If you feel inspired to share how you feel, maybe one or two words, or you can share a little bit more in the chat, feel free. And if you don't feel like you can articulate or have words right now, you can always reply to the emails I sent out and share how the experience was for you. I always read everybody's comments. I appreciate the different experiences and different journeys people take. And some people will feel that it brings up a lot of stuff, and other people will feel really peaceful and connected. I would encourage you to go back to this practice, continue to use this replay. So it is on all the podcast platforms. It will be as I upload it right afterwards. So that gives some flexibility. You can download them from your from Spotify or Apple Music and Amazon. It's on all of them, pretty much. So it allows you the flexibility to be able to listen to it over and over again. So I encourage you to do that. The more it becomes a practice of remembering, and then once you actually really cement that remembrance, then it, you just are naturally doing it. It just becomes part of how you are being. I'm just going to read a few of the comments. Very ethereal, moving colors, energies, whirling, dervish, spinning counterclockwise. Beautiful. I feel I'm here to change. Oops. I'm trying to get this out of the way. I'm here to change. No, it keeps blocking me. We have not read to me that. Change fear to love for myself and others. Yes, I feel that, Valerie, very strongly. Insightful, very spiritually insightful, peaceful, feeling sense of inner peace mixed with confidence and knowing. Beautiful, Angela. Love that. Emma, exhausted and peaceful. Great. We embrace the exhaustion, fold it in. Andrea, thank you, Sue. I always feel safe and supported in these experiences. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. The one thing I will share, I've been struck by this idea. I'm getting a lot of invitations to speak at different summits and things lately, and I'm finding that as much as I may feel aligned with the individual that's running the summit or feel aligned with the theme of the summit, I'm finding that I don't feel like I can totally trust how it's coming together. And because external interference is coming in so many different ways, I can't hold the container for a summit that I'm a guest speaker at. So it brought me really, it kind of folded me in. So the guidance kind of folded me in and showed me like I can hold that container for this experience and for the Living Oneness gathering. I'm seeing bringing more speakers in to share different perspectives and different journeys and different pathways into Living Oneness. And that's the way I can hold the container and make sure it stays that way, safe, clean, clear, and pure. Because no one's immune to external interference right now. And it's not a judgment for what's out there. I just know I can hold the container and I can do the work on myself to stay clear. And if I have interference, I clear it right away. My best ability right now is just to really focus in on this and stay as focused as I can here to really empower all of you to show up as clear as you can, to discern between when your field is clear and when it's not, to show up the best you can as your divine self in this human body, in this earth suit, so that you can be the beacon of love, so that you can be a tuning fork, so that you can be the message or the messenger out into the world, because none of us are meant to do it alone, but we all do need to have these sacred, safe spaces where we can come and sink in and know that when we sink in, we're going to only have that immersion into what's pure, clean, and clear. That's really important right now. So I thank you all for being here. Next week is. There's no Living Oneness gathering, but I am contemplating doing a guided tour for the toolbox. So for those of you who haven't jumped into the Healer's Toolbox until September 21st, they still have 75% off. After that, it's going to the 50% off mark. So right now it's $11 a month. It's going to go to $22 a month. Or if you want to do it yearly at $111 a year, it's going to go to $222 a year. So I am that amount will not be available anymore. The $11 is a smoking deal, and I'm shown that the 50% mark is where we're gonna land for a bit. I don't know after that. But if you're curious and want to learn more, just watch for a notice about the Healer's Toolbox little sneak peek guided tour. And if you feel to jump in, I encourage you to jump in. It's basically it's a huge resource, everything you need in one place to thrive, to activate your intuitive gifts, to really align with what you're meant to do in the world. There's a whole section on soul mission and your roles you're meant to play. In the modules themselves are really robust, and in each of them, it's like having 100 different courses in there. So feel free to jump in. And then next Wednesday for the Healers Toolbox members, I am offering a spiritual mentoring Q&A. So everybody in the Healers Toolbox gets to join and come in and ask me questions directly. So, all right. I thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. And I appreciate that you're willing to explore what role you're meant to play and how you're meant to be in this world. And I thank you all so much. Love and blessings.